Now I'm way ahead of myself with my dates. Yes, July the 18th is the date for that first performance from Eamon Cagney and Noel Tumbo. But July the 18th is tomorrow week, Sean. It's not tomorrow. And then the second gig will be available on Sunday of the following week, which is July the 26th. So check out their website, hotterthanjuly.ie. Time for album reviews now. American singer-songwriter Margot Price, Grammy Award in 2018. She's giving us her third album, That's How Rumours Get Started. Is she trying to make fans beyond her country music base, I ask myself? The Streets, the English band centred around the kind of spoken voice of Mike Skinner, are back with their first album in 10 years, I believe. It's called None of Us Are Getting Out of This Life Alive. Another English artist, NZCA Lines, is the musical moniker of Michael Lovett. His new album is called Pure Luxury. And we'll also take a quick look at the jazz, pop, soul, R&B supergroup called Dinner Party, a collaboration between Kamasi Washington, Teresa Martin, Robert Glasper and Ninth Wonder. That self-titled mini album is out today as well. Kellyanne Byrne, Simon Maher have been listening. We'll start with Margot Price.
Yes.
And this is the opening track. That's How Rumours Get Started. This is the title track as well.
It's been a while since I've been on this side of town. Don't cross the river much these days. Haven't been avoiding you. I'm hardly ever around. Sure we could talk, but what would I say? Behind my back, that's how rumors get started. That's how rumors get started.
That's how rumors get started. Title track and opening track on Margot Price's new album. And Kellyanne Byrne and Simon Maher, as I said, are our reviewers this evening. Kellyanne Byrne, you had this down as a PS in your notes. PS, I saw her live in Carnegie Hall. That's item number one. You saw her live in Carnegie Hall.
I saw her live last February. Yeah.
How good is she live? What was she like? What was the concert like?
She was phenomenal. So this was basically a thing Philip Glass puts together every year for charity. And Iggy Pop played, Patti Smith played, and various others. But really, Margot Price came out, and I'll be honest, I didn't know who she was. And she just owned the stage. It was like looking at Dolly Parton or Bobby Gentry or Stevie Nicks. And so I've kind of been a bit obsessed with her since. So
well, that's interesting. And Stevie Nicks, one of the names that's been thrown around in terms of this album, Simon. Her debut album was Midwest Farmer Daughter. She followed that up with All American Maid, which was the one that won her the Grammy Award in 2018. So what's she talking about here? I think she's fairly frank and honest on the first two albums. Does she continue that in this third one? That's How Rumours Get Started. Simon?
She does. You can tell by even the title of the tell by the title of the album that is. Yeah, that's how she gets to it, and that is how rumours get started. And she talks a lot in this. It's almost like if she had an axe to grind, now is the time that she's decided that she's going to do it. So while the first album in particular was very, very soul-searching and very much her bearing all, this time she's decided that, well, there's a few things she wants to get off her chest. She talks a lot about touring, you know, and being away from her family, but she also talks a lot about some of the difficulties that she's had of being accepted as a serious country music artist. A lot of country music radio stations in the States in particular wouldn't play her records originally. So it's taken a lot of time now. And she does mention in at least two of the songs here, Stone Me and in That's How Rumours Get Started, about the difficulties that she's had. And she says that a lot of the reasons she's just not getting played isn't necessarily just musical, but it's also political.
Yeah.
So is she trying to do, let's go to the, stick with the musical side of things just for the moment, Kellyanne. I mean, it struck me, what have we got, 10 songs on the album, doesn't overstay his welcome, no question about that. Does she vary it enough across those 10 songs, or do we essentially get different versions of kind of alt country?
I feel she does vary it enough. Like compared to the two first records, which are very much country, this record has a lot of kind of rock, rhythm and blues, soul, gospel. And she's mentioned that she didn't want to be a one-trick pony. She's no interest in being the Dixie Chicks. You know, she said, I'm more like Neil Young. And as Simon kind of mentioned there, she's very outspoken, and that comes across in her music. And maybe she wasn't welcomed on some country stations because of the things that she talks about. She's very forthright, which is why I really admire her. But I definitely do feel this record changes a lot from track to track for me. That's what I thought. And also with the lineup, the musicians involved. I mean, incredible people. Keyboardist Ben Montench, who worked with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Pino Palladino, D'Angelo, and drummer James Godson, who worked with Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye. So there's definitely more move into soul and gospel.
Yeah, and I was kind of allowing you that because for sure in Twinkle Twinkle it's not.
Yeah.
Well, it starts
Led Zeppelin.
Off. Well, it starts off as if it's not alt rock. But let's listen to what happens after the nice swampy guitar. What happens when her voice comes in? Lovely, scuzzy, swampy guitar there on Twinkle Twinkle from the album That's How Rumours Get Started, Margot Price. We were saying she's quite political. That song gives us a sense of the sort of things that she's singing about, Kellyanne. What's she complaining about? What's she giving out about? What's annoying her?
Well, if you follow her on Twitter, she's spoken out about Black Lives Matter. She can't stand Trump. I mean, and I love the way she writes stuff because it's really witty. So
and does that make its way into the songs as well?
Yeah, although I do feel on this album, I mean, as Simon said, there's a lot about the pitfalls of fame, no doubt about that, and a little bit suspicious of success and what comes with it. But there's also a lot about her relationships, you know, her relationship with her children and her husband. So I do feel ultimately the album is probably about her relationships.
So it's more personal.
Yeah.
Although we would be told the personal is political and the political is personal. Yeah. We would be told that. Simon, it kind of didn't come across as I expected it, because when I was listening to that earlier, I thought, oh yeah, there's the swampy guitar. That's a really scuzzy sound. But then, no, it kind of, I felt it was softer, but it didn't sound, the voice didn't sound quite that alt country to me. Is there enough variety across the album for you?
I think there's a big difference in this. I think this is quite a departure from her, even in terms of musical styles from the last couple of albums, because she does sound, while there is still that sort of country, you know, vibe that's going on there. You mentioned there the scuzzy guitar. You mentioned, of course, the different variety. Like, there's tracks. I heard bits of Tom Petty and Graham Parsons on this album. And I was going, this stuff actually sounds really good. And I think now that as she's developing and she moved from Jack White's label Third Man onto Loma Vista for this album. And I think she said herself she wants to expand out. She's talked about how her next album could well be purely a gospel album, and she wants it to accompany her autobiography that she does then. But I think she's flexible enough and she's talented enough, and working with people like Sturgill Simpson, she's able to do that outlaw country thing well, but she's able to mix it in with all the rock too.
Stars from you, Simon.
I think I really enjoyed this. I'm going to give this 4 stars out of 5.
4 stars out of 5 from Simon Marr, from Margot Price, and That's How Rumours Get Started. What are you saying, Kellyanne Byrne?
It's a 4 from me.
Snap, it's 2 fours for Kelly, not for Kellyanne Byrne, for Margot Price. That's How Rumours Get Started. That's our first of our albums this evening. Let's move on then to album number 2. None of Us Are Getting Out of This Life Alive, which is a great album title, it has to be said.
Yes.
Why don't we just start with one of the tracks on the album? And this is, I'm looking at the wrong one altogether. Am I looking? Yes, no, I'm not. This is Call My Phone, Think I'm Doing Nothing Better. This is where we get, when you're getting too many phone calls from an ex, how do you behave?
Call and call my phone, thinking I'm doing nothing better. I'm just waiting for it to stop so I can use it again.
I was gonna call you back, I swear, just as soon as I felt.
call and call my phone, thinking I'm doing nothing better. I'm just waiting for it to stop so I can get back to it. How funny family is actually fucking has you in bits. Your mum has good genes, but dads are ripped. Dance like no one is awkward, to music listen to lit. You'd worry less about what they thought if you knew how little they did. Onto better things, they fucking love all of the guessing. Someone just met your ex thinking they met someone special.
I was gonna call.
There we go, and that is the voice of Mike Skinner. I apologise, I should have told you beforehand that Mike is fond of a little bit of colourful language, as he certainly shows us in that track, Call My Phone, Think I'm Doing Nothing Better. Has he a point?
somebody, he always has a point.
So explain who Mike Skinner is and what he's been doing with the streets. It's a kind of a punky aesthetic to it in some ways,
yes.
Yet you also have this lovely hip-hop feel in there and a bit of R&B thrown in as well.
Absolutely. I mean, he's always been known for mixing a blend of genres, and this is the first record in almost a decade. Last album was Computer and Blues in 2011, and he actually said at that point that he'd had enough of the streets. He was done. So there was he did tour last year at the streets. They played Electric Picnic, but he's done a lot in between, not involving, like, he's done a lot musically and creating. He's toured as a DJ with his Tonga Club Night. Release singles here and there, and he's got a movie on the way, which I think sounds really interesting, about the life of a DJ, entitled, which is a great title, The Darker the Shadow, the Brighter the Light.
Well, he's good on the titles, isn't he?
he's got an amazing way with words. Yeah. Very, very wry wit. So,
and that's that kind of hip hop sensibility that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He can rhyme, and it's a very kind of laid back, almost colourless type of delivery that he gives us.
Yes.
But there's a very droll sentiment within all of that, to my ear.
Absolutely. I think he's always said his thing is kind of to sing about really intelligent stuff in a simple way. So, you know, I've written down so many of the lyrics here because they're just so genius. But
are they all repeatable, please?
Well, there's nothing. What do you want? Well, I'll find something that's not dirty. Well, every girl has in her inbox a dude talking to himself. And that's so true because you know how girls are so hassled now on social media, my guys.
So he's making some serious points there as well.
Oh, he's very, very smart.
16 years, you were saying, since we got the quadruple platinum, A Grand Don't Come For Free. Are we back in vintage Mike Skinner land on this one, Simon Marr?
I think we are. I think what's great about it is that it's deliberately mixtapey rather than trying to be a particularly like a very coherent album. He's decided, right, I'm going to go with this. I've got a whole lot of people that I want to work with. I'm going to work with them. And it's a very, very different sounding album. And if you're looking for the commercial songs, if you're looking for the big hits, as there were on original Pirate Material and on A Grand Don't Come For Free, you're going to dig very hard for them. But this really pays off.
Simon, there's somebody new with him in terms of the vocals on this as well. It's not, I should have said, by the way, Tame Impala was the featured artist with him on the first track that we heard. But there's somebody sharing the vocal duties with him on this, or did I make that up in my head?
No, there's people sharing vocal duties all the way through. It's interesting, as he's gone on, probably through his career, he's not that he's got into the background, but he has definitely shared the limelight an awful lot more. You mentioned Tame Impala in there. Mm. None of Us Are Getting Out of This Life Alive. The title track has the guy from Idols on it as well, whose name is Joe Talbot.
Joe Talbot.
Yeah. Joe Talbot is on it as well. Like, you know, there's people all the way through, Jimothy Lacoste and all sorts of people.
Ms. Banks, Jesse James,
they're all involved in this, and it's great because rather than taking away from it, I think it really does add to it.
Yes. Yeah, well, let's listen to the title track then. None of Us Is Getting Out of This Life Alive, and full of quotations is this song.
The way girls fixate and pour over lip gloss. I'm hard to love, I make idiot jokes. But those the hardest to love are those that need it the most. Some people drink to be interesting. Some people drink to be interested. The bus comes, fuck delays, lust rushes, love waits. Fuck the crushes at rush hour. Luck in love is like government power. just fucking bust case. None of us are getting out of this life alive. None of us are getting out of this life alive. Four fathom five, my father lies. None of us are getting out of this life alive. None of us.
So there you have it, Full Fathom Five, My Father Lies. And he goes on to quote from lots of different things in there. But yeah, you were saying, as you were listening to that, Kellyanne Byrne, that's part of the punk sensibility in there. And again, the language is in there with that punk sensibility.
I think that particular track actually sounds a little bit like a Pill tune, you know. It really kind of reminds me of Johnny Rotten. And you would never have thought before Mike Skinner and Joe Talbot from Idols, but actually their voices totally complement each other. But as Simon said, really, it's the collaboration thing. He's picked the artists very, very well. Every single song brings something new because of the people that he's collaborating with. And I love the fact that he's used female artists in the tracks that are about self-preservation in a relationship.
Right.
Because generally men don't write from a woman's point of view in that fashion. And that's what I really liked about this album.
So it worked for you. Stars for None of Us Are Getting Out of This Life Alive.
Four from me.
Four from you. Simon Marr.
Yeah, I think I really enjoy this. And it's funny, it's one of those albums that the more you listen to it, the more you will enjoy it. And that's
100%.
Always been a good thing about Mike Skinner. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give that four as well.
All right, and it'll be five when you listen to it another couple of times, I'm guessing, from both of you. You need to finally cop yourselves on. All right, let us move on. I love that album, I must say. I had a great time listening to it. NZCA Lines, Pure Luxury. Who are we talking about when we talk about NZCA Lines, Kellyanne?
Okay, so his real name is Mike Lovett. He's a producer and multi-instrumentalist from the UK, and this is his third record. So he's also a touring member of Metronomy. He appeared on Christine and the Queen's last album. And compared to the other two records, the other two were very much synth-pop driven. I think this one is a little bit more disco and R&B. So he's moved away a bit from that sound.
Yeah, he's referred to, seemingly has been described as indie disco's cool operator. And I think you will hear that in this track. Prisoner of Love there from NZCA Lines.
I should have come in here on my roller skates.
Yeah, well, you were doing a lot of chair dancing. I have to admit I was doing a bit of chair dancing myself. I don't know if you were at home or not, Simon Martin.
I was, of course, yes.
Okay, fair enough. But I did, now I have to hold my hands up and admit that when I was listening to this earlier on, I did say, I think I've heard a lot of this a million times before. Yeah. Simon?
Oh, absolutely. When you think, like, the first time that I heard anything by him, I kind of, this is the guy who should have produced the Human League's Dare in 1982, you know, and a bunch of disco records in the 70s. But he happens to have been born at this time.
Yeah.
And it looks like as time has gone on, he's allowed himself. He knows that this is what it is that he wants to do. And I think he's having great, great fun doing it. And no matter what he's talking about, because in an awful lot of the songs, like Prisoner of Love obviously is what it is.
Yeah.
But he talks in various songs he's recorded before about the destruction of, a glacier.
Yes.
He's talked about cryogenics, all manner of things. But he wraps them in these vibes. And in this one, it's all wrapped in disco. So everybody just kind of goes, that's brilliant.
Yeah, nods to that. Yeah. In fact, you might find yourself in Pure Luxury dancing to Mass Consumerism, I believe, Kellyanne.
Yeah, the whole song is about mass consumerism and kind of caring about material things as opposed to the destruction of the environment. Now, when you hear the track, You don't get that at all. All I got was Sexy Dancer by Prince or Girls and Boys by Prince. It very much emulated that early Prince sound for me.
Right. And that's obviously what I was hearing and getting a bit of, I'm tired, but maybe I need to listen a little bit more closely to the lyrics. So let me do that now while we play Pure Luxury. Hadn't he heard So Lock Me in Your Ivory Tower or Complicated Marinades? I hadn't heard that lyric earlier on in the day either. So there is more going on than just pure disco here, Simon.
There is, but although it is, in fairness, difficult to find words that rhyme with marinades. He does deserve credit in that. But it's only, as I say, it's only when you listen to it. It's one of those albums that you can listen to, not have a rasher's what's going on, and still have a smile on your face. Or you can delve that little bit deeper and kind of go, oh, yeah, actually, you know, there's something in this. And there's definitely something going on. And musically, it's so well put together.
Totally.
You know, it really is. Yeah.
Well,
a lot of work has gone into this.
Yeah. Aren't you always in trouble, though, when you sound a bit like Prince? You're going to sound a bit like Prince, but not be Prince? Is that a problem, Kellyanne?
No. And you know I'm the ultimate Prince fan. But actually, no, because I think it carries on his music. Do you know what I mean? When you hear that immediately when I listen, I thought, oh, God, I'll go back and listen to some of my early Prince albums. So, no, it's fine. He's never going to be Prince. No one is.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So what is, and I think it is NZCA as opposed to NZCA.
Is it NASCA? I don't know. I thought it was
NASCA.
Is it NASCA?
NASCA?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
NASCA is what he calls himself on the street anyway.
Oh, okay, I haven't been on the street.
I admire his balls. Like, I really admire his balls. I think it's a very ambitious record, and that's what I admire about him.
Okay, so NASCA lines, do beg your pardon. Pardon, Nazca. Stars from you, Kellyanne?
3.5.
Simon Marr.
I think that's absolutely fair. It's great fun, and that's brilliant, and it's good to see people enjoying themselves making music. Like, you know, and regardless of whether you pay any attention to what he's talking about, it's great fun. And so for that, yeah, it's definitely worthy of 3.5.
All right. 3.5. And the dog, how many barks is the dog giving there in the background?
The dog is giving it 3 barks.
He's not that good
in his paws.
That's good. He's a good man himself. He's good taste. Let's move on to our final album then, which is Dinner Party. Tell me, what are we talking about when we talk about Dinner Party, Simon? Who are we talking about?
There's super groups, and then there's all of these people who get together, and it's Kamasi Washington, who's like obviously huge on the jazz scene. Robert Glasper, huge in jazz and R&B, and then we just get into just production land, Ninth Wonder and Terrace Martin, and they all got together in weird circumstances. They went to jazz. Some of them went to jazz camp in their teenage years, and they've been promising forever that they're going to do this, but circumstance towards the end of 2019 allowed them to do it, and it's one of those things that could have just turned into a massive ego fest where it was everybody fighting about who got top billing on this. But amazingly enough, it's not.
All right. What do you want, Kellyanne? You're sitting in front of me. Do you want First Responders or do you want Freeze Tag?
Let's do Freeze Tag.
Put my hands up behind my head. I think I got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love when I've been looking for the dove. And they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer. So looking back and wondering.
And there we go, Freeze Tag from Dinner Party, and that track featuring Phoenix. And again, Kellyanne, a bit like we were talking about when we were talking about Nazca earlier on. that sounds like the most pleasant song in the world. What are they singing about there?
They're actually singing about police brutality. So the words are, they told me put your hands up behind your head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running.
Yeah.
So the lyrics are really serious, and yet it sounds like a Stevie Wonder track.
Yeah,
or the Isley Brothers.
Like a smoochy song.
And smoochy song.
Clearly, thematically, it's not that.
No, not at all. But there's 7 tracks on the EP, and I just think it's wonderful. My only problem is I wish it were longer. Mm.
Why would they do that, though? Why would they give us 7 tracks and not just wait for another little while and give us, you know, a 10 or a 11 or 12 track? I'm always giving out about too many tracks on the album.
Yeah, that's the worst. I know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they just thought short and sweet. And you know, I mean, they're all such accomplished musicians and artists that there's so much in each song. It really flows really well. You can tell they loved working together. So maybe they just felt the 7, that was it.
And perhaps the logistics of getting it all together to make a longer album than 7 tracks. Did you want more than you landed into your inbox today, Simon?
There was part of me that really said, oh, I'd love this to be an 11 or a 12 track thing. But then there's another part of me that always says, look, if every album, even a lot of great albums, have 5 or 6 or maybe 7 great tracks on them, and you wish just cut away the rest. So I think in this, it used to be a thing that people released mini albums an awful lot of the time, you know, where you had 7 or 8 tracks rather than deciding that you're going to go down the route of, OK, there's inevitably going to be filler. And I think they just decided this is what we got. This is the good stuff. Yeah. Let's push this out. And they're right to do it, too.
So you were quite happy with the 7. It's a mini album, but it's 7 good tracks. There is no faffle here.
No, there's no filler on this, and that's a great thing, and it's quite a rare thing as well for there to be no filler. And again, it comes back to the fact that it looks like they managed remarkably democratically to put this album together without one person taking over, and that's a real positive on this.
You have been in accord so far this evening. Let us find out once again if that is how you are for Dinner Party and this self-titled mini album. Simon Marr, stars from you first of all.
I'm going to give this 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, Kellyanne Byrne.
Snap.
4 out of 5.
Simon, I want to be on with you again.
Yeah, I hope that you two weren't consorting during the day and discussing what you would say this evening. That's Kellyanne Byrne and Simon Marr speaking to us about Dinner Party, the mini album there at the end, Nazca Lines with Pure Luxury, The Streets with None of Us Are Getting Out of This Alive, and Margot Price with That's How Rumours Get Started.